Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find us at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019. I'm joined by Tim Begonis of DTools. Really appreciate you coming up and hanging out with me for a few minutes.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what is new from DTools here at ISE 2019?
Well, this show, we are showcasing our latest version, which is System Integrator. We're on version 12. And with all of our releases, we try and add features that's going to help the integrator improve their operational efficiency. So our software primarily helps integrators streamline the way they do their estimation, their system design, their project management. And so the key features of this release really center around workflow, creating workflow management rules, notifications, and then the third area is calculated items. So being able to set some workflow rules enables people to set limits for basically anything within the software. So for example, if a salesperson is putting a proposal together and it's under margin, under corporate approved margins, we could have a workflow rule set to lock the project, notify management for approval. And so they will get notified either in app or through an email. And then they can either, approve or not approve of the project. If it's approved, it's unlocked.
And this is all automated behind the scenes?
Correct. So we have settings that you can look at virtually anything within the catalog or a project and then place some rules around that.
Nice. So as someone who has used your product a little bit, if I wanted to try to justify to my upper management why I need this product, the paid full version of this, so that I'm not using Adobe Illustrator, for instance, to do my drawings, how would you say that I can justify getting a full suite of tools like this? How is this going to make my life better, and how is it going to save my company money in the long run?
Well, that's a great question. So really what we do is we tie together the three major processes around a project. So estimation and proposals, tied to system design, engineering drawings, and then project management. And the key there is efficiency. So everything that we do in DTools is driven by product data, product specifications. So we have an online library of hundreds of thousands of SKUs from thousands of manufacturers. And what we do is we work with our manufacturer partners, and they provide us with very detailed specifications that are used to generate proposals. So things like product images, descriptions, MSRP, and then we're tracking actual time to install. So we can assign a phase of the job, let's say finish, trim, programming, rough in, and the estimated time to install. So let's say in-ceiling speakers. They're in the finish phase of the job. We estimate it takes 30 minutes to install. So when someone downloads that to create a proposal, they can apply their dealer cost, their markup, what they're going to sell the product for. And when they add that to a project in our system, we're going to calculate the installed price based on the install time and applying their labor rate. And then we'll add that to the price of the product so that the integrator really only needs to worry about designing the system. And then we're going to automatically calculate an installed price for them. So what this does is it allows them to really think about the job, and then we enable them to create accessories for any product. So let's say, for example, you can set your televisions up to be prompted for an assortment of mounts. Let's say you've got three optional mounts, articulating, flat, and tilt. Or I could have a combination of accessories that some are optional, such as the mounts, but I always want to include a power supply and an HDMI cable. And so by setting up products and accessories, we can help eliminate errors as well. So basically, I bring a TV in, and it's going to say, oh, what kind of mount do you want? I can say, oh, articulating. But then it'll automatically include the power supply and the HDMI cable, so I didn't forget to charge for it. So on the proposal side, it really helps to create a fast, accurate proposal. And then we go further on. So what we're tracking as part of the data is everything they need to generate their drawings. So dimensions, so they can do an elevation drawing. We'll actually build shapes and blocks based on those dimensions. And then all the way down to the inputs and outputs. And the inputs and outputs will enable the integrator to generate a schematic drawing. So they can basically connect the system within the drawing. And once they do that schematic drawing, they can then generate reports from that. So mm-hmm. they can generate wire schedules, wire checklists, even generate wire labels for the entire project based mm-hmm. on the drawing, which is also tied to the proposal.
Right.
So they're kind of killing two birds with one stone there. And even further, if they wanted to start with the drawing, let's say they get a floor plan and they want to start placing items on the floor plan, anything they add to the drawing, we're actually building the bill of materials, which means we're building the proposal. So
yeah.
you can visually start there. So on the revenue side, because they're very detailed documentation, We're actually presenting to the customer, here are the products, here's how we're going to put it together. And then if you include a couple of those drawings, you're giving the customer the confidence that you can deliver the job. We're doing it in less time. So proposals that may have taken guys a couple of days to do, they can now do in a matter of hours. Mm-hmm. So that helps take the project off the street. And because it's very professional looking and very detailed, they're winning more jobs.
Yeah.
On the back end, because they're basically including all the items and they're not forgetting things, mm-hmm. they can generate pick lists, they can schedule their guys out to do the install, and they're not forgetting things.
Yeah.
So, you know, here's a pick list, make sure this all gets on the truck, right? When I'm scheduling out my field techs, here's all the items that we want you to install today. And we can do that by location, we mm-hmm. could do that by system, we could do that by phase, we could do that by manufacturer or category. So really everything from the top end to winning more jobs to helping be more efficient on the installation side, then we can start putting together a return on investment. So let's say the cost of the software, let's say you've invested $5,000 in a couple of seats and some training. Mm-hmm. Well, we can kind of back that out and say, all right, well, how many hours are you typically taking for proposals? How
yes.
many hours are you typically taking for engineering? And your return on investment may be 2.3 months or mm-hmm. whatever it is, depending on how many projects you do.
Right.
So many of our customers, we do a lot of case studies, and what we're finding is that they're saying that on average, they're able to increase their profitability per project between 10 and 15%.
That's so a really
if they're
good
doing
margin,
it's really good. Now that comes after they've really invested the time to mm-hmm. implement the system.
Yes.
It's not magic. You need
Sounds
to
like
invest
a decent bit of work up front, but
correct.
The payoff in the end comes down to efficiency and every facet of this. So that's
yeah,
pretty,
absolutely.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, and we try and set realistic expectations with our customers that, you know, it's not overnight and it's not a quick fix.
Sure.
However, if you have someone that's going to own this within the company and you mm-hmm. get them to invest a couple hours a day for a couple of weeks, you're going to be pretty far down the road.
Sure.
And we say you don't need to build a perfect catalog and have everything set up before you start to work.
Mm-hmm.
Start with a single project.
Mm-hmm.
Take your next project, do it within DTools. You'll learn the workflow, and anything you've added to a job remains in your catalog, and it's there for the next time, and you
yep.
build as you go.
It just keeps getting better yeah. all the time.
So
yeah.
it really it is a commitment, though. And really what we find is really the biggest impediment to a successful implementation
mm-hmm.
is really understanding that it's going to change the way you work. And if management is not committed and the team is not committed to doing it, it's not going to work. And I've been with the company almost 14 years now. And I remember when we first started, I'd talk to people at trade shows and they'd be, well, we bought your software 5 years ago and we've never done anything with it. And, you know, sometimes it's our fault, you know, obviously, you know, especially in the early days, you know, the software has gone through its iterations and it probably wasn't as full featured and we were just learning how to do it. But, you know, we do 3 product releases per year.
Okay.
And we've been at this now for 20 years. So the product has matured. It's gotten better. And we offer a range of training and professional services, and our support team is really good. So, you know, I kind of liken it to a gym membership.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got great intentions. I'm going to go, I'm going to buy this gym membership, and 6 months down the road, I haven't lost any weight.
Yeah.
Well, how many times did you go? Well, I went, you know, twice the first week, but, and so it's really, you know, getting companies to, you know, not fear that change, because no matter, you know, I found this at DTools, I found this at the other software companies I've worked where we've solved problems, that really the biggest thing that you're asking someone to do is change the way they work. So mm-hmm. even if their workflow is not efficient and it's convoluted, it's theirs. And exactly. this is how we do things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, especially in the commercial side, I get, kid, I've been doing this for 30 years. It's all up here. and I'd say, okay, great. What happens when you're not here?
Yeah.
Right? when you decide to step
away. How do you download that?
Yeah. And, you know, so that's really what we find when we're talking to companies, is that they've got some workflow. Otherwise, they wouldn't be successful.
Sure.
But there's always ways to improve.
Absolutely. You should never fear change. You should embrace it, but measure it. Be prepared for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So for people that want to find out more about DTools and they're not here at ISE and don't have the pleasure of sitting down and talking to you, how can they find out more about it?
Well, they can come to our website at www.d-tools.com. We have a 30-day free trial. We also have released our cloud product, which is right now primarily focused on CRM and the front end of the sales cycle. Mm-hmm. It's great for residential integrators and those types of integrators that are doing a lot of low-complexity jobs. So we would say you know, those sub, you know, $25,000 jobs, and they mm-hmm. do a lot of them. Our cloud product is really, really geared to help them manage their sales process, manage their sales opportunities, generate their proposals. We've got browser-based drawings. And as we continue to build that platform out, eventually it'll be on par with our on-premises solution. We expect that within the next 18 to 24 months.
That's nice.
But for you know, commercial and more established integrators, our on-premise, you know, solution has helped thousands upon thousands of companies. And I would say for those integrators that are just getting started or, you know, really focused on smaller residential projects, our cloud solution is great.
Fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you hanging out with me and talking about your product for the afternoon. And that does it for this Trade Show Minute. To hear our full ISE coverage, visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.